Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 7th of December, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 24 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today and over the night mostly cloudy, with temperatures from low of 21 to high of 29, with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 9 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is vanished, gibbous, illuminated on 80%. Next week, on Saturday 16, the first in the line of events to celebrate our 50th anniversary in February 2018 will be the 5th edition of biannual Auroville Film Festival 17. We are featuring short excerpt of interview with Marco and Tlalaloc on our upcoming Auroville Film Festival.
And in fact, we are the first event of the 50th anniversary celebration.
So how does it look? I mean, we're almost there, no? It starts
It starts the 16th, so we are almost there. And also another change that this year is that we have 1 week of programs. So because of the quantity of movies, of course, but also because we were expecting that. So there are 100 and more or less 110 hours of movies that will be from the 16th to the 23rd. 23rd there will be the ceremony, and then we screen the winners of the festival. Yes.
The screening location, it will be all.
So we're going to have the usual one, Cinema Paradiso, of course. Outdoor screening in front of the entrance of the town hall, Sire, the room of
upstairs.
Sire, yes, upstairs, and then the new venue is Archives, just in front of the conference room of Sire on the other side.
So far we have six nights filmed. There's still two nights to be filmed. But also this year we're having the first International Food Festival that's running concurrently with the film festival. It's going to be either country-based or type of cuisine. I see that it continues to evolve, because this year the International Food Festival, the carbon neutral was initiated.
So it's great to have this festival as a really a community festival. I feel that this spirit is really something that for Auroville is almost unique, because, you know, we sit together, we eat together, listen to music, listen. It's not only the cinema, of course, the main is the cinema, but it's really to participate together to something, you know, and all together in the same place. And
the Auroville Council is happy to present us the members who have stepped forward to serve as community at large representatives in the Housing Board: Angela Rakani, Balaji, Bertram, Lakshmanan, Mona, Sande Sundaraj, Sundar Rajamani, Ulrich Blas, Volker, and Xavier. We invited to give a feedback or comments by the 23rd of December, evcouncil@auroville.org/in. And with our feedback, the Auroville Council will recommend to the FNC two potential members to represent the community at large in the Housing Board. And the FNC will take the final decision. On Monday, 18th of December at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Resident Assembly Service invites us to a thank you celebration for the outgoing members and the welcome for the new members of our four participatory working groups. On Monday, 11th of December at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting of the International Zone. The pavilion groups and activities in the International Zone are growing, so Auroville benefits daily from this development. And this general meeting will give first priority for the small emerging groups to present their work. After, it will be a report from the International Zone's recent presentation at Auroville's exhibition in association with UNESCO in New Delhi, as well as a report about progress here in Auroville. Questions and answer session is also planned during these 2 hours. The community is informed that yesterday, 6th of December at 5:15 a.m., our friend and brother Hans Finder, left his body in Marika Senior's home in Zamasti, assisted by a team of helpers and friends. Suffering from a terminal illness, his health had been deteriorating in the last 3 years. He would have been 65 next week. Hans, a German electrician, had been coming to Oroville in early years and joined us for good in June 1996. Living till last year a solitary life in silence adjacent to Verity, his self-styled innovation unlimited supply Orovillians with a wide range of handy little electronic gadgets that follow the trend of the times. His yearly sojourns in small Buddhist ashram in Thailand and Myanmar gave him perspective, peace and deep understanding. Farewell, Sida. We will miss your friendly presence and insights. May you go in peace. Today at 6 p.m. at Pichandikulam Forest, presentation on global permaculture and eco-village projects. The Orville Theatre Group presents King Lear by William Shakespeare on December 7th, 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Theatre on Eda and Chavadi Road. On Saturday, 9th of December at 5 p.m. at Bhumika Hall in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, we are invited to a presentation by Herman on Sacred Community in Colombia. On Saturday, 9th of December at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Geopolitical View of Mediterranean by Nadil Benati. And on Saturday, 9th of December, between 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., a hack in the garden invites us to their annual open house. On Friday, 15th of December at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion will be a workshop on transformation of consciousness and money. So Unity Pavilion invites us for a session to explore your relationship with money in the center of transformation of consciousness and development across the world in the spirit of gift economy. From Tamil Heritage Center, publication of the first issue of the relaunched Vasal magazine. They would like this magazine to be an entrance into the world of Tamil ideas, language, art and culture for anyone in Oroville who is from another native Ur. Village, town, country, habitat. That place which belongs to you and you to it. The word Vasal entrance comes from the word Vai, mouth. The entrance is the most important part of any Tamil village. A place which needs protecting from alien forces which might cause chaos if not properly watched over. So, the Vasal intends to do the following things. Enjoy to showcase Tamil literature, music and art in a way that is accessible to everyone. To meet, introduce senior Tamil Aboriginals workers to the community at large. To think, introduce important ideas and rituals along with an open offer to participate. To speak, act as a friendly first step into the Tamil language for those who are frustrated by their language inability and wish to learn and join themselves in this beautiful language. To integrate, in the light of Mother's words that Tamil culture is an essential part of the integral yoga of Oroville, to bring the Tamil and non-Tamil parts of Oroville closer together. You can download the magazine on oroville.org/content/4355. But there are also few hard copies available in Lateras and PTDC. And here are some announcements on exhibition. At Citadin de Art, on 9th of December, Saturday, they will inaugurate Dominique Jacques Center, Visible Invisible, and it will be on display until 23rd of December. At Vitanga Culture Center, also on Saturday 9th, they will inaugurate watercolor painting exhibition by Satya, and again it will be on display until 23rd. And in Kala Kendra Bharat Nivas, on Monday 11 at 4:30 p.m., they will inaugurate an exploratory exhibit, The Grain of Thought. That exhibition, it will be on display until 21st of December. At Visitor Center Video Room on Friday 8 at 7:45, The Pearl Button, directed by Patricia Guzman, and it was made in Chile in 2015. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m., The Rise of Sustainability 42, made in 2017 and directed by Complexity Lab. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., Favorites Drama, The Corn and Pastry Shop, made in Japan in 2011 by director Yoshihiro Fukagawa. On Saturday, International Fantasy, this beautiful fantastic, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Simon Abbott. At 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, at children's film Adventure, Shipwrecked, made in Norway in 1990 and directed by Nils Gang. And later on, at 8 p.m. on Cine Club, Roberto Rossellini Film Festival is going on and we will see drama Stromboli, made in Italy, USA in 1950. The mother wrote, asking him to pour his grace upon you and to make you conscious of the divine light and soul in you to give you the supreme realization of his presence. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.